Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strike in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Saturday killed at least 12 children and teens and threatens to spark a wider war with Lebanon, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The victims in the town of Majdal Shams were from the Druze community, a religious sect which began as an offshoot of Shia Islam. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, yet many still have sympathy for Syria and reject Israeli annexation. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike, but in a rare move, Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. The strikes come on the same day Israel hit a school used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 30 people, almost half of them women and children. The new strikes in Israeli-occupied territory has heightened worries that an all-out war could erupt between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Sunday Turkey could enter Israel as it had done in the past in Libya and Nagorno-Karabakh, though he did not spell out what sort of intervention he was suggesting. Erdogan, who's been a fierce critic of Israel's offensive in Gaza, started discussing that war during a speech praising his country's defense industry. The president appeared to be referring to past actions by Turkey. In 2020, Turkey sent military personnel to Libya in support of the United Nations-recognized Government of National Court of Libya. Venezuelans are waiting anxiously for the results of a presidential election that could pave the way to an end to 25 years of single-party rule, even as some polls remained open for more than an hour after a deadline to close. President Nicolas Maduro, in seeking a third term on Sunday, faced his toughest challenge yet from the unlikeliest of opponent, a retired diplomat